Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So today is International Women's Day. And so the celebrations are interesting. It's very interesting to see how people observe it. All right? There's a lot of women that are shooting out to their sisters, girl, we did it, girl. You know, they're all, you know, there's this, you know, bonding. You know, we're taking our uteruses, we're combining forces. You have others that are opening it up to everybody, saying, yeah, this is, you know, anybody who is a woman, we embrace you, and welcome to womanhood, and glad you're a part of us. And it's, you know, so, everybody kind of looks at it differently. For me, every International Women's Day, I also want to give a shout out to men, because I can't tell you how many men helped me get to where I am today. So even though this day is supposed to highlight all the work and that women have done in terms of getting equal rights, in terms of being able to vote, in terms of overcoming their periods and overcoming pregnancy and overcoming a lot of things that inhibited us being able to be on equal playing fields with our male counterparts, it's different. To me, you know, we're recognizing all that we've been able to accomplish, to progress to, without alienating anybody. And it's interesting because International Women's Day, their theme this year is equality. And actually, embrace equity. So the International Women's Day is saying, look, it's fine. We are going to honor those people who didn't go through what we did, but identify as women and who now want to be women, which is huge. I mean, I can see why a lot of people want to be a guy. I'm blown away why people want to be a woman. It's still harder. It's still very difficult. But they're embracing equity as being open to anybody who wants to be a woman, and we are honoring women. So, but they want to get rid of the stereotypes. So there's a little confusion. There's a lot of confusion with today. Well, how are we honoring women? If we're not going to be doing the stereotypical high heels, skirts, bows in hair, What are we identifying? Well, you know, women had to go through, you know, we have to go through monthly, and we're not really bringing up the period because we have women now that have never had a period. They have male parts. What are we doing? So I think it's a message more about, okay, if you're a woman and you identify a woman, here's a day for you. But and women are now evolving to not be biological women. You could be a woman, and we are open to everybody who wants to be a woman. So I just want to, depend on how you honor today or look at it today, some people don't care about these days. Me, I just think a lot of men are overlooked, and having more men in my life support me than women. I have amazing women colleagues, and I'm very proud of the women I know, but I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for all the men in my life and all the men that gave me opportunities and the men I worked with side by side. And we don't necessarily have an International Man's Day, and so I really credit a lot of my success to my professors, to my deans, to my doctors, to my teachers, to my first responders. I mean, and so if I want to celebrate being who I am and what I was able to do with medical school, with radio, with I all the guys at GCN, power to them. And thank you guys. And so I think if we look at today as we've been able to accomplish so much, and you would not 100 years ago have seen women in these roles, that's what we need to celebrate. It's going to get very political. As I said, people are going to be very, very confused. I know there's a lot of concern about how women might be getting sidelined now in sports and how they might not be able to win and shine because they need to compete against individuals who might not have been born biologically female. And I know things may take a very political turn today. But, we do not want to minimize anything that women and our foremothers have gone through, and even the transgender foremothers who went through. And there's a gentleman who hit the headlines where he's heterosexual and he likes to wear women's clothes. We have transvestites. Does that mean they're transgender? No. He likes to wear women's clothing to work. He's more comfortable in it. All the power to you. I can't stand heels. I don't want heels to represent us women. They're shoes. If you want to wear boots, if you want to wear heels, if you want to wear tennis shoes, the type of shoes you wear shouldn't demarcate your gender. And so I agree that we are moving towards, just because I don't want to wear a dress all the time, I'm not a girl. And I love how we're starting to embattle stereotypes. But we are going to have a very, very rocky road ahead if women want to embrace a lot of what they went through, a lot of what they've endured, and even rape, having a vagina, and finding that sisterhood and being able to accomplish that above and beyond that. As we change our definition of a woman, we're going to be changing the definition of what International Women's Day is. I just want to make sure that nobody forgets and excludes the men out there and all the other trailblazers that have changed things for those of us who call ourselves women today. That's all I want to say on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I am noticing we do have a lot of days. Yeah, I mean, I came up with National Blood Donation Day and National Blood Donation Week. I like those because it reminds us to donate blood and it honors those blood banks. So I'm a fan of having these days, but I noticed we had two Suns Days. And we just celebrated it, and we also celebrated the fall. So I think somebody needs to kind of check a calendar to make sure we're not, double doing days. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our fantasy football pocket guide for beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Hollywood is sometimes a hot mess. And a lot of these couples just have issues, and maybe they don't necessarily live in Hollywood. We call them Hollywood when they're famous and they're celebrity couples. But unfortunately, there's a lot of drama. Now, personally, I think the amount of drama in Hollywood couples is very similar to the drama that we have in real life, as we don't necessarily comment or make headlines on everything that seems to happen when it comes to, you know, your next door neighbor or your marriage. I mean, any one of my friends who got divorced, it was a mess. Well, Tiger Woods is back in the news Thank God nothing medical, but apparently he has split from his girlfriend of 6 years, and she is suing him over a non-disclosure agreement. Apparently he's been with her since 2017. He doesn't do well with relationships. I know he had said he was a sex addict, but I'm a little mixed on that, because if you're a sex addict, you'll have sex with anybody. He chooses good-looking people to have sex with. So I don't know if I would say he's a sex addict. I think he, just is having trouble being with just one person. And some people do. They just can't be monogamous. But I'm not sure why they're splitting, but he is splitting. What makes this, though, a little dramatic and is making headlines is she is citing a sexual assault clause to get her out of the NDA. He's 47, she's 38. They started dating in 2017, but have not been together since August of last year. According to legal documents obtained by TMZ, Herman is saying that the NDA is being wrongfully enforced on her, citing the Speaking Out Act. The Speaking Out Act states that a non-disclosure agreement is not enforceable if agreed to before a dispute involving sexual assault or sexual harassment. And Herman said of the documents that she's being pressured to keep quiet and adhere to the NDA by a private trust run by Woods. Wow. She was made to sign it at the start of the couple's relationship in August 2017. I wondered how that worked because, you see people sleep with each other and live with each other, and you would think that somebody would write a book on the habits, the bathroom habits, the sex habits of these celebrities. So it looks like whenever you do date a celebrity, the lawyers are on top of it in terms of NDAs. But TMZ said Woods' ex was eager to share her experiences with him, and we're unclear if she's making any accusations. But this is kind of interesting because let's say you're innocent and you date somebody. Now, mind you, there's many individuals who are harassed, who are assaulted, and we want laws to protect them and allow them to speak out. I get that. On the flip side, what if you are innocent and you have somebody that wants to, and I'm not saying this of her, but let's say hypothetically, and you want somebody that wants to be able to open up and get out of an NDA and not have that NDA over them or a threat of a lawsuit over them. So they bring it to an attorney, and an attorney goes, okay, I found an out. If you look here in paragraph 97, sentence 3, if you at all felt you were abused or assaulted, you can get out. Oh, yeah, I do. Oh, yeah, they made me do this in bed. Absolutely. Well, there you go. And so one worry I have, you might want to be careful about how people can get out of these in terms of, because if there's no other way to get out of it except accusing you of sexual assault, you might be getting yourself into a heap of trouble. So I don't know how celebrities do that. I know many people really worry about breaking up with somebody. You see, me, I have no secrets. You guys all know when I go to the bathroom. You all know when I have my colonoscopy. You all know how often I like sex. There's really nothing. I don't ever really have to worry about my, in fact, it's great because I'm so open on air. Anything my husband says, really hard to believe. How do you bring up extra bowel movements? It's not even going to sell. But it's interesting. It really is interesting. And these NDAs, people are starting to find, holes poked in them. The only problem is oftentimes you work for a company that really doesn't want to hire you if you're going to leave and spill the secrets. And so I'm not sure where these are going, because a lot of people are forced to sign something saying you're not going to go to a competitor and share secrets. And they have a right to do that. That would stink if you worked at McDonald's and then you told everybody what the secret sauce was, then you go work Jack in the Box and you give it to them. Although I'm sure everybody already knows what the secret sauce is. But Coca-Cola, I think, has a very special recipe. When you go to the Coca-Cola factory in Atlanta, they have the recipe under lock and safe. And they say the recipe's in here. And everybody's like, ooh.
And I'm like, it's okay. I don't need to know the secret recipe of Coke. I'm not going to reproduce it. It's fine. So we'll see what happens with that. But Tiger Woods definitely has his share of issues with we'll see what happens. But if she does get out of the NDA and it was a sexual assault, he's going to be in for a heap of hurt, even more so than the accident he had. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A Hollywood couple, though, that seems to have really beaten the odds on marital drama has been the Bruce Willis-Demi Moore marriage. I have been very impressed with what I've seen in terms of them divorcing, but still raising their kids together, being close with the new wife, Emma. And in fact, Demi Moore has moved in with Bruce Willis to help the wife, Emma, care for him. This is pretty flipping cool. And I wish all divorces could end this way. Maybe they had their share of bad times during their divorce, but what a united front. Look at what they are teaching the kids. It's fantastic. Demi Moore is 60 years old, so she is going to try and help out and care for 67-year-old Bruce Willis. Bruce is married to Emma Heming Willis, 44 years old. They have two young daughters, and Demi and Bruce have three daughters of their own. And they are going to team up to help care for Bruce, who has been diagnosed with frontotemporal dementia. Remember last year they said he was diagnosed with aphasia? And I'm like, aphasia is a part of dementia? We don't usually diagnose people with aphasia. Usually we diagnose them with dementia because aphasia is a symptom of that. Well, last month they publicly came out saying it is dementia. And unfortunately, it's seemed to have been more advanced stage. So the memory loss, the issues with his ability to speak, sadly, are a sign of deterioration that could be happening from his frontotemporal lobe. And so he might eventually need help in terms of eating, dressing, making sure he doesn't go out into the street. And apparently she has a pod with her husband's family, and she has an ability to live there and help. And it's apparently during the pandemic, they all sheltered and stayed sheltered in place together during the COVID outbreak. And it's a very interesting it's a very interesting relationship, with the new wife and the kids. And I gotta tell you, the way marriages are going and family units are going, as the majority of families now are not a nuclear family where the marriage lasts 25, 30, 50 years. The majority of families are what used to be the term broken. Now we call it hybrid, where couples get together, they have kids, they might divorce or they may never get married, and there's multiple siblings, half siblings, step siblings, and the families grow together. Oftentimes it's a mess, where people are torn between two Christmases or three Christmases and three Thanksgiving, and there's fights. Or you could do it the way Demi Moore and Bruce Willis are doing it. And it's really admirable. It's a shame, though, that it has gotten to this. Bruce Willis is one of my favorite actors. I've had the biggest crush on him. I love him dearly. And it's to see him go through this, but it's probably more severe than we think if his ex-wife is moving in to help. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. It's a busy day on Capitol Hill as multiple hearings are taking place in the Senate and in the House. In the House, a House Select Committee on the coronavirus pandemic is holding their first hearing on the origins of the virus.
Discovering the origins is vital. It matters for the future of the world. And we aren't finished. We're just beginning.
Ohio Republican Congressman Brad Wenstrup. Meanwhile, in the Senate, intelligence community leaders such as FBI Director Christopher Wray are testifying that there needs to be more focus on strengthening the protections of critical infrastructure owned by the business community.
We need to be working more and more closely with the business community to try to build resilience. I think there have been a lot of progress that's been made, but we need to make more.
President Biden has nothing on his public schedule today. Tim Berg, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many parents want to know what's happening in terms of schools, in terms of reading materials, why there's so much debate. And Governor Ron DeSantis, who's actually going to be in Las Vegas speaking, is kind of being the trailblazer on this. And in terms of sexual graphic material at schools, sexually explicit material at schools. And when people had said that there was that bill, the Don't Say Gay bill, I could be wrong. I didn't see that in the bill. I thought that the bill had requested that sex ed be not introduced until after the third grade. And I also thought that sexually explicit material was not supposed to be in school for third graders and below. Now, I thought that's already standard nationally, but it's been, apparently it's been misconstrued, unless I'm missing something. So when people have asked what actually are in these books, when you look at some of the illustrations of the books, they show minors engaged in sexual activity, oral sex acts, there's nudity. And mind you, these are things that 8-year-olds and 6-year-olds have access to. You could teach masturbation and talk about that in sex ed. Parents used to have to sign a form allowing schools to bring up certain issues or teach certain issues. And then if not, there'd be some other, shall we say, options for kids who weren't in the sex ed class. But these are books that apparently young kids can access. In fact, the content was so graphic in these books that local news stations couldn't air it. You had a bunch of the pictures in these books, like Genderqueer we spoke about, had, and mind you, you could talk about LGBTQ and spectrums, but to show kids pictures of oral sex, inappropriate. And the average LGBTQ individual doesn't want 6-7-year-olds engaging in that. Or, I mean, you're actually misrepresenting the LGBTQ community. The average person who I know is supportive of sex ed at age-appropriate times. So many people can't view what's in some of these books. I mean, unless, of course, you go to a school library. So in this video, they say, here are the books parents found. And these are parents. It's not that the governor went into the library. These are the books the parents have found and posted the pictures. And they reported it to the school districts for removal. They said, what was found is shocking, graphic, and we warn you, is not appropriate for children. So DeSantis has railed against the presence of graphic material in schools, slammed the hoax that taking these books out of the classroom is a form of book banning. See, what we also need to be careful of is if there is a book talking about a child who is trying to find themselves, right, that somebody who is transgender is not over-consumed with sex. Somebody who is transgender wants to be a female or wants to be a male. And they're actually misrepresenting what a transgender is. And I'm wondering why the transgender community isn't also, you know, speaking up against, you know, what they're doing, because they're almost stereotyping somebody who's transgender as somebody who wants to frequently and be involved in sexual intercourse at a very young age. That's, you know, somebody having maybe a hypersexual sort of diagnosis could be straight, gay, female, male, cis, trans. There's a big difference between gender identity and sexuality. You have heterosexuals that are transgender. There, you know, people think that if you're transgender, you don't care about having fertility. Many transgenders do. This isn't about being homosexual. So what are they doing? They're misrepresenting the transgender community. So some of the books that have been suggested to be banned from schools where young kids have access to them, one is Genderqueer,
which is a graphic memoir which tells the story of somebody figuring out they identify as neither a boy or girl. But it does include encourage trans surgeries like double mastectomies. What any of these books should do is not be suggesting surgery to these young kids. It should be, you know, talk to a counselor or talk to a parent or talk to a doctor. There's a book called Flamer. According to Daily Mail, they says this book is also told through images and depicts young boys performing sex acts with each other at a Boy Scouts summer camp. Okay, you're misrepresenting the LGBTQ plus community when you're, you know, somebody who wants to be, let's say, you know, the sexual gratification comes when they're sexually mature. We don't really need necessarily younger kids exposed to this. Another book says this book is gay. It's told through illustrations. It contains instructions on the ins and outs of gay sex, as well as where to meet other LGBTQ people, like with online apps meant for hookup culture. Now, when you tell a kid to hook up or meet people online, I thought we're trying to protect kids from predators. Now, I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to say, look, your parents may not be helpful with this, and if you find a partner, you'll be able to transition easier, you'll be able to come out easier, but you cannot, don't be encouraging people to meet people online when there could be predators there. You know, heterosexual predators, cis, trans, another book I said, I think it's called Let's Talk About It. I've not seen this book, but apparently that includes instructions and best practices for sexting, including cutting out faces and birthmarks. So I guess what they mean is if you're going to send a nude photo of yourself, how to avoid the birthmark or your face so nobody thinks it's you. That's a real big deal right now. Apparently it's big where people like to send nude pictures of themselves, but they could say that's not me. I don't get it. Maybe I'm very old school. I don't. And maybe it's because nobody wants a nude picture of me. So maybe that's why nobody would ever ask me, so I'm not really involved. But that's, why are we teaching kids about that? We should be teaching kids not to sext. And again, that is not an LGBTQ plus principle. Individuals who identify as LGBTQ plus are not advocating for young kids to send naked pictures of themselves and other kids to receive them and then be engaged in child pornography and get arrested. That is not coming from the LGBTQ community. So who's doing this? Who's encouraging this? So I'm not sure where we go from here, but I think we do have bipartisan consensus on limiting sexually graphic images and content from young grade schoolers. And if bipartisanly there is no support for that, I'd like to know why. Because that's not discrimination when you don't want, you know, if you're trying to avoid 8-year-olds looking at oral sex pictures. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. ADR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of you that live in the Southwest, every now and then you like to take a trip out to Las Vegas, and we welcome you. I think Vegas is one of the most amazing cities, but we have some issues. We don't have, control on the traffic. It is a long, long trek. If you're driving from Southern California to Vegas and you're coming in on Friday and you're trying to go back to SoCal on a Sunday, or if there's any road work going to Utah, you could be stuck for a very, very long time trying to get in and out of the state. So one thing that California has been suggesting is a bullet train. And we have for years been talking about this. A high-speed train from Los Angeles to Las Vegas and back. Well, we're getting closer. We're being told that California may spend $218 billion on a new high-speed train that's going to take you from L.A. to Las Vegas in 2 hours. 2 hours. It's going to be a 218-mile rail system. I think that takes you from Vegas to Victorville. I don't think it's necessarily going to take you to Santa Monica or Pasadena or Hollywood or Orange County. I can't say for sure where the drop-off is. I'm hoping this will, but it's a 218-mile rail system constructed by Brightline. They're going to use bullet trains that carry 1,200 passengers, and they reach up to 200 miles an hour. Now, I got to tell you, America has been behind the curve when it comes to these bullet trains. In Europe, people use trains all the time, and pretty safe. I know we're having a slew of issues with train derailments recently, so I think people are a little nervous now about getting on an American bullet train, but hopefully by the time this thing gets up and running, which probably won't be until the 2030s, hopefully all the kinks will be worked out. So Brightline is expected to start construction this year. Now, that's huge. This has been a long time coming. They hope it would be operational by 2026, but some officials are speculating, according to Daily Mail, between 2030 and 2033. So back in 2008, it was pitched as a $9 billion project. Then by 2020, it went to $33 billion, then $35.3 billion. Now, I know we've had inflation, but that is a big, big price tag. Some people think that it would be, shall we say, riddled with issues. But if they do this right, and I think they are, you know, the big concern people originally had is it would take you to Victorville. Victorville allows you to have an offshoot with the 14 to go through Palmdale, or you could keep taking the 15 down to L.A. and then later San Diego. I think there's going to be a couple stops. As long as they could do these stops, this could be worth it. Apple Valley is great. Rancho Cucamonga, it's great. Hesperia, California. It doesn't necessarily solve the problem of what do you do then when you're still an hour away from your destination. So for me, I don't really see myself taking this because, number one, is I want my own car, and I go to Southern California a lot. I want my own car. Number two is sometimes I have to go to Santa Monica. Sometimes I have to go to Santa Barbara. Sometimes I have to go to San Diego. And so what do I do? Do I rent a car? And then do I – it just – you know, there it's – by the time all is said and done, it might be just easier to just drive. In fact, people ask if I fly. I don't fly there because you have to get to the airport 2 hours in advance – then getting out of LAX, and then going to, I can drive in a faster time. So I'm comfortable with that. But on the flip side, if we want to protect the environment, and we want to reduce carbon dioxide, something like this could really, really save on gas, save on car accidents, save on people I got to tell you, the ridiculousness of these drivers trying to make it to Vegas. So they can get to the craps table. I get you. I mean, I love Vegas. I get there's a bachelor party that's calling your name. But come on. Okay? When there's traffic, you're going to have to sit through it. So they say approximately 50 million one-way trips
are made annually between these two destinations, with 85% of them by car or bus. They said full operation, they think they're going to attract 12 million one-way trips a year. That could be huge. They're expected to leave every 45 minutes from downtown Los Angeles for a station located on the Las Vegas Strip. Well, that's pretty cool if it's going to be in downtown Los Angeles. Before, we were told it was just going to stop in Victorville. All bullet trains will have onboard Wi-Fi, fruit and beverage, checked luggage, and hotel check-in services. So we were supposed to have this by 2020, and so we'll see. Honestly, I do like the idea. I know a lot of people have been criticizing it, but I got to tell you, I don't think we have public transportation or other transportation options used as much. And I get Europe is smaller. You could get from London to Paris in 2 hours. Pretty damn cool. By train. That's cool. You can take a train from Paris to Amsterdam, which we did. The trains are fantastic. Drive you through Brussels. You get to see the beautiful countryside. It is, I think you can take a train from London to Scotland. And these are things that we do when we go there. And then you could rent a car or get other sorts of transportation. But, you know, when you're out in the desert, and honestly, you know, people getting stuck in the desert in their cars, and there, it's could really... It'll be huge. Keep in mind, you do have a bunch of small towns in between that rely on the drivers, rely on them buying gas, rely on them buying food. These bullet trains are being criticized by people who will be losing out on that sort of revenue. But I got to tell you, the less traffic, the better. So we'll see what happens with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, as we, you know, move forward with medical advancements and as we're able to do things that we thought were impossible, I am still blown away with some of the things that they found. So, one medical case report is how a twin was within the skull of a child, an unborn fetus, apparently developed within the skull of the twin sister, and wasn't removed until the child was 1 year old. Doctors said the fetus had developed upper limbs, bones, and fingernails, hence was continuing to grow for months while inside its sibling in the womb. The unborn child was about 4 inches long, was discovered when the parents took their daughter for hospital scans because her head was enlarged and she had issues with motor skills. So it's called a fetus in fetu. It's a medical term where twins will fuse together in the womb and then one starts to develop physically in the other. And I'm looking at the picture, and you actually see within the head, this would have killed the young girl. Now, we don't know what long-term damage she's going to have. I'm assuming some. Because this, but the fetus ended up being a part of this child's brain cavity. Only 200 cases have ever been documented, of which 18 occurred in the skull. And it's mind-boggling to see something like this happen. Thank God they found it. So the condition is caused by an incomplete separation of the identical twins. So when you have identical twins and the egg separates, one egg splits, and then both eggs are supposed to grow. Sometimes they connect, either through the placenta, or they latch on to one of the blood vessels incorrectly, and then the bigger one absorbs the smaller one. Wow. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.